USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senate hearings are starting today in the historic confirmation battle over the first black woman ever nominated to the Supreme Court. President Joe Biden's pick, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, goes before the Democratic-led Judiciary Committee for a high-stakes showdown to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer and win a lifetime appointment on the country's highest court. Today is set to feature opening remarks by the chair and members of the committee, followed by remarks by Jackson, a judge on the powerful federal appeals court for Washington, D.C., who has been making the rounds on Capitol Hill to meet with senators over the last few weeks. President Joe Biden has added a stop in Poland to his trip this week to Europe for urgent talks with NATO and the European allies as Russian forces continue to pound Ukraine. Biden will first travel to Brussels, then to Poland to meet with leaders there, according to Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Welcome to your Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Pennsylvania State Police are mourning the loss of two of their own.
Pennsylvania State Police are reporting three people, including two Pennsylvania troopers, were killed early Monday when a car slammed into them on Interstate 95 in Philadelphia behind the Eagles football stadium. NBC affiliate in Philly is reporting two officers were attempting to get a pedestrian off the freeway when another driver attempted to use the shoulder of the highway to get around the scene and struck all three souls. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The number of people who have fled Ukraine since Russia invaded has neared 3.5 million, according to the United Nations Refugee Agency. In a situation update, the UNHCR said more than 3.48 million people have fled the country, many making their way to neighboring nations. More than 2 million have fled to Poland, while more than 535,000 have made their way to Romania. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands have gone to Moldova, Hungary, Slovakia, and other countries. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Despite the fact that a couple of states have eliminated their gasoline tax for the next 30 days, the AAA average for a gallon of regular is holding steady at $4.25 a gallon. In the country, the lowest is at $3.76 in Kansas, with Missouri and Oklahoma just a penny behind, and the highest in California, $5.85 a gallon, Nevada at $5.11, and Hawaii at $5.08. Imagine having filed and paid your taxes last year, and then months later you get a letter in the mail from the IRS saying that you didn't. Well, that's what's happening to many taxpayers this year, thanks to automated notices being sent by the administration. If you get one, though, don't panic. There's a fair chance the IRS has simply not seen what you already sent in. That's because they're dealing with a mountain of returns and correspondence that is built up throughout the COVID pandemic. During that time, the agency was called on to deliver several rounds of economic impact payments and other relief while trying to protect its own workforce from COVID. The IRS announced that it will temporarily suspend issuing more than a dozen different types of automated notices indicating balances due, unfiled returns, and other deficiencies so it can work through the pandemic-induced backlog. And more than 500 workers at a Chevron Corporation refinery in San Francisco Bay decided to go on strike in a contract dispute. The United Steelworkers Union said in an email the strike affecting the refinery started at midnight. It came after workers voted down Chevron's most recent contract offer. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.